We're in Simin Lamed Vav, Seif Gimel in the Mechaber. Tzarech letayeg shatnez getz. When writing tefillin, the sofer needs to put tagim on the letters shin ayin tes, nun zayin, gimel, and tzadi. And that includes a regular tzadi as well as an end nun. V'haseifrim nogu letayeg oisiyas acheres. Seifrim have a minig to add tagim to other letters as well, aside for the letters of shatnez getz, as we'll explain. If a sofer left out the tagim on the letter shatnes getz, loy posal, that will not passel the tefillin, even though lechatchila they do need to be there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yud Beis, letayeg. Afilu b'sefer Torah, this applies even in a sefer Torah. V'kol shekein b'tefillin u'mezuzah, is that a sofer would need to put the tagim on the letter shatnes getz. V'atagin ha'elu heim shlosha tagin ketanim. The tagim in question should ideally be small, v'dakim kechut ha'saira, and thin as well. Zukufos, they need to be straight, al elu ha'osius, on these letters of shatnez getz. Echad mi'amin, ve'echad mi'smol, ve'echad mi'lamala. The three tagim should be one to the right, one to the left, and one in the middle on top of the letter. V'yesh l'ayimim, d'shloshtan mi'lamala, that all three are on the top of the letter, v'chein noyegim. How they would have had one on the right and one on the left is a subject of discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. There are various opinions of how those tagim would have been arranged, but our minig is that we have all three tagim on the top of the letter. Ukein kavdak, hu kol tag v'tag, and each tag is like a thin line. Kach noyegim ve'elu ha'arotzos. That's how we are noyig in our lands. Even though our minig is that we just make a straight line, it's better if each one looks like a zayin, meaning that it has a head. But again, he reiterates they shouldn't be large tagim, they should be small. Yud gimel, shatnez getz, v'hu adin tzadi kfufa v'nun pshuta, as we said. V'im hoysef ha-sofer lasis tagim chutz me'osius shatnez getz, if a sofer goes and adds tagim to other letters as well, as well as tagim that are not found in the writings of the Rishonim or the Achronim, it will not be ma'akiv. You can add tagim. However, you have to be very careful when adding tagim that they should be fully attached to the head of the letter. Avalim einim mechuber, but if it's not fully attached to the letter, yesh lemochkoi, the tag should be erased. Vafilu ba'osir shebeshem ha'kodesh, the tag should be erased if it's not attached. Ulechatchila einochin lohosif tagim me'atzmai, kol shalei muskar b'sfarim. Even though it will not passel if a sofer adds tagim that are not brought in the Rishonim or the Achronim, nevertheless, it should not be done lechatchila. V'tiyuk shel shatnez getz hu b'shin al reish hashlishi shel ha'ois, regarding the tagim that we're talking about of shatnez getz, so they should be made on the lefternmost head of the shin. Uba'ayin v'tes v'tzadi al reish ha'smoli, and the ayin v'tes and the tzadi on the left head. In other words, those letters have two heads, so it should be on the left. The shin has three heads, so it should be on the left as well. V'yadbikan v'emtzisai v'loi b'soifai, and the tagim should be in the middle of the head and not on the edges of the head. In other words, the right tag shouldn't be all the way on the right, and the left tag shouldn't be all the way on the left. Rather, it should be in the middle of the top of the head. Kasvu ha'achreinim b'shem tshuvas ha'ramah. The achreinim write in the name of the Ramah mipanu, she'yizor she'yu ha'tagim nifrodim kol echad mechaveiroi. One should be careful that the tagim should not be touching each other, k'dei she'lo yirou rak etmuna ziyunin v'loi ka'ayin v'shin. If the tagim touch each other, then they themselves can form a tzura that will look similar to an ayin and a shin. And we don't want that. We want each tag individually to look like a zayin, meaning that they shouldn't touch each other in a way that they will create a new tzura. And if they do, uli ikuvahu, that will be ma'akiv. Gam tzarech sheyu hatagim noigim begufa ois. By the way, when he says ma'akiv, that means that it's like a letter in between the lines, and therefore it's going to actually passel the tefillin in their entirety. It's not just that the tagim are not kosher, but the whole tefillin will become unkosher. Gam tzarech sheyu atagim nogim b'guf ha'ois. The tagim also need to touch the letter itself. Ilav ha'chi psulin, da'avda ein ikuv ba'asiyas ha'tagin, k'mo she pasuk ha'mechaber, mikol mokim ze gara, da'avi kisra nois k'tana b'ina shitin. What he's saying is that the tagim need to touch the head of the letter, because even though we're saying that tagim are not ma'akiv, so l'chayr, if it's not touching the head of the letter, what's the big deal? So you're just like, it's like you're missing a tag. He says, no, it's actually worse, because it's like you added a letter between the lines. And as much as we said that the tagim are meant to look like zayins, so when you have a detached tag, you actually have an extra zayin between the lines, and that will pass all the tefillin. V'ayin b'yad Ephraim, shekosav d'loy mahani, afim yamshichem achakach el ho'ois. The yad Ephraim says a tremendous chiddush that it will not even help in a case of a detached tag to attach it. Rather, the tag needs to be erased entirely and rewritten. However, if we know that the tefillin were written by a mumcha, if we know that an expert wrote the tefillin, then you can assume that it became detached after it was written. And if it was detached after it was written, so then you don't have to erase the whole tag and rewrite it. Rather, you can just attach it. The reason why you're allowed to reattach it once it became detached, assuming again that it was attached initially, the Levushei Srad says, because it's no worse than the chiyav of Hakafas Gvil. Hakafas Gvil, the letters should be independent and freestanding. That is only in the beginning. But if a hole developed next to it later, so we say that's not ma'akiv. Therefore, should the tag become detached after it was written, it wouldn't even be possible at all, and you don't even have to fix it. So it comes out, according to this Levushei Srad, if the tagim taka were never touching, mahani al kol panim tikkun, at least you would be able to fix it. Just like the Magen Avraham, in as much as he's comparing it to Hakafas Gvil, so just like you could fix Hakafas Gvil afterwards, so to tagim, detach tagim, you can fix afterwards. So you have a machlekes, the Levushei Srad, and the Yad Ephraim, whether a detached tag, which was always detached, can just be fixed in the sense that you can attach it to the head of the letter, or does it actually need to be erased entirely? And the Chavetz Chaim says that he believes that the Pashtus of the Rama is like the Levushei Srad. However, lechatchila, it is appropriate to be machmer for the shita of the Yad Ephraim. V'ayin prima godim, and have a look in the prima godim, where he says that he doesn't understand what's the nafkamina when it became detached. If being detached makes it unkosher, then it will not make a difference if it was detached b'shas ksiva or if it only became detached later. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkaten Yudalid, Nagu l'tayig. The minig is to add tagim to other letters as well. B'tfilin, Oisius Acheris, Milvad Eilu, V'heim Luskarim, Batur, B'shem HaShimush HaRabu, B'shem HaRambam. These other tagim are brought down in the tour in the name of the Shimush HaRabu and the Rambam. V'tagim Eiluhem, Toginim G'doylim. These are larger tagim. Achsheyu Dakim, but they should be thin as well. Shalei Yiskalkel Ha'ois Al Yedei Zeh, because we don't want the letter to become ruined because of it. Uma'oit tzorich lizor b'yoyser b'tagin shal havov, hoy shal hayud, ki b'kal yishtana ha'ois al yedei zeh. One needs to be especially cautious with the tagim that are found on top of a vov or a yud, because that could easily passel the tzura of the ois. Says the Mishneh Berurah, if katan tesvov lo pasal, if you're missing even the tagim of shatnez getz, that will not passel the tefillin. V'habach paisel b'zeh, but the bach does passel. V'gam agrob b'beyuroi miyashiv l'kol achas min hashitos, u'mevi harbei paiskim d'machmirim b'zeh. The Gain as well goes through all the shitas on this matter, and he brings down many that are machmir. Al-kein me'anochen ma'oid lochush l'zeh. Therefore, it would be extremely appropriate to be cheshish for this shito l'takna macharkach, and to fix the tefillin that are missing tagim by adding in the tagim. V'tikun mahani, And you should know that fixing it does help. Afilu b'tefillin u'mezuzos v'lo havi b'zeh like a sidron, it can be fixed, and there's no problem of doing it even afterwards. D'b'lo hatagim nami tzurasa aleha, because the achrayim say that even if the letters are missing the tagim, for instance, a shin, even without the tagim, still has a tzura of a shin. V'da'oid. And you should know as well. D'ha'machaber ma'irisha osa roisha ois l'malaki tikunai ach shechiser hatagim sha'olav. The machaber is talking about a case where, again, let's say we're talking about a shin. So you made the shin exactly the way it's meant to look. You're just missing the tagim. Aval im osa l'mala roisha ogoil gamkein. But if you did not make it in the proper tzura, rather, the head of the letter is round. Mashma be'abis yosef te'en l'hokel afilu b'di'evet. It's mashma from the Beis Yosef that that would mamish be possible if he pirish ha-re'em according to the Yireim. Why? Because the Yireim holds that the head of the letter needs to have a particular shape. So if you're going to have it round, that's certainly not the shape that the Yireim requires. So therefore, you're not yotze according to the Yireim, and you don't have tagim. In Mela, you have major problems. But Tzarechi and Lamaisa, however, the Mishnah Berurah is not certain that even if it's round, it would be a psul, ki l'chayre l'harambam yesh l'hakel b'kol gavni, because the Rambam says that it's not ma'akiv. So if it's not ma'akiv, it doesn't make a difference if you don't have actual tagim, and it doesn't make a difference if you don't have the shape of the head, either which way the Rambam would be makel. Ayin b'bir agra, de la Rambam lo yairi ha-gemara klal b'tfilin rak m'mezuzah. And the Gaon points out as well that the Rambam holds that Shatnez Getz is not even talking about tefillin bichlal. It's only talking about mezuzah. V'loy le'inyan igul v'amshacha. Ach le'inyan tagin mamish. And it's not talking about the shape of the head. It's talking about tagin mamish. V'rak l'chatchila. And it's only a din l'chatchila. So again, it would come out that if it's round, l'chayre it would be kosher, even if it's missing tagim. Kosav b'sefer igeres hatiul. Shatnez hu oisius Satan as. The word shatnez gets, right? So shatnez comes from the word Satan as. These are v'heim shnei mekatrigim gedolim. These are two major mekatrigim that they come to prosecute Klal Yisrael, and they cause tzaris for Klal Yisrael. V'zeo gamkein soid shel shatnez gets. And this is the mystical meaning behind shatnez gets. Ki gets gamkein shnei mekatrigechot. So that's three mekatrigim. Satan, as, and gets are three mekatrigim, v'atagim she'aleihem heim k'moy cherev v'chanis li'inotzel mehem. And that's why, specifically on those letters, we have the tagim on top of them, because the tagim are in the shape of a spear, which protects us from these mekatrigim, and that's the mystical meaning behind the tagim on the words, on the letters, shatnez gets.